Support for Day to Day's Marketplace Report comes from Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a financial services organization providing nearly 3 million members with financial products and services, online at thrivent.com.
I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. The Walt Disney Company holds its annual shareholders meeting today in Minneapolis, the last one for controversial CEO Michael Eisner, who's stepping down soon. Joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Viglin. And Tess, I understand that this year is not quite as rowdy as it was last year, where Eisner was the object of a lot of ire on the part of shareholders.
Right. Yeah, this is nothing like what happened last year when two of the board members, Roy Disney and Stanley Gold, got quite a few shareholders to join them in protesting Michael Eisner's tenure. After that, the board stripped Eisner of the chairman title, and then he announced that he would leave when his contract expires, actually in September of next year, but he is expected to step down before that. Disney and Gold are withholding their support of the board at the meeting today, but they didn't call for another open revolt. They're trying to pressure the board into kind of getting going on finding a replacement for Eisner. The only name that's really out there at this point is current Disney president Bob Iger.
Now, aside from those fireworks, it's been a pretty busy year for Disney. Remind us of some of the highlights.
Yes. Well, first and foremost, I suppose, is that the company started to turn itself around financially. The ABC network, owned by Disney, has two big hits in Lost and Desperate Housewives, and the studio had some hit movies last year, including the Pixar animation The Incredibles. But Pixar is probably not going to re-up its contract with Disney, and another contract currently generating headlines in Hollywood is what's going to happen with Miramax. That's the indie studio that's headed up by Harvey and Bob Weinstein. That relationship's been severely strained, and the Weinsteins for months now have been expected to walk. But Variety is reporting this morning that talks have gotten a little warmer recently, and there may be a deal on the table that guarantees some sort of ongoing relationship between the two sides. And then, of course, there was the big shareholder lawsuit over the payout that Michael Ovitz got when he was fired after 15 months as Disney president. So we could go on and on here, but suffice it to say there's been no shortage of drama.
And more drama with the release of this new book about Disney and Eisner.
Yeah, this is all the talk of Hollywood right now. The book is called Disney War by James Stewart, who wrote the bestseller Den of Thieves about Michael Milken. And it's reportedly a highly unflattering look at Eisner's tenure at Disney. In fact, this book is so hot that its publisher, Simon & Schuster, is rushing it to stores next Wednesday, 3 weeks ahead of schedule. And Madeline, today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're talking to some early adopters who just can't wait to get their hands on the latest cell phones.
Tess Viglin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.